This is the Sakar Murli of the 7th of April 2026. Essence. Sweet children, whenever you have time, sit in solitude and remember your true beloved. Because it is only by having remembrance that you will receive the sovereignty of heaven. Question. Now that you have found the Father, what carelessness should finish? Answer. Some children become careless and say that they belong to Baba anyway. They don't make effort to stay in remembrance. They repeatedly forget to stay in remembrance. This is carelessness. Baba says, children, if you stay in remembrance, you will experience permanent happiness. There won't be any type of choking. Just as those in bondage stay in remembrance desperately, day and night, in the same way, you also have to stay in constant remembrance. Song, I have come having awakened my fortune. Om Shanti. The Father explained this to you children, and you also say Om Shanti. The Father too says Om Shanti. This means that you souls are embodiments of peace. The Father too is an embodiment of peace. The original religion of souls is peace. The original religion of the Supreme Soul too is peace. You are also residents of the land of peace. The Father says, I too am the resident of that place. You children take rebirth. I don't. I enter this chariot. This is my chariot. If you were to ask Shankar, you cannot really ask him, but if, for instance, you were to go to the subtle region and ask him, he would reply that that subtle body is his. Shiv Baba says, this is not my body. I have taken it on loan because I need support. I have taken it on loan because I too need the support of physical organs. The first and foremost thing to be explained is that Sri Krishna is neither the purifier nor the ocean of knowledge. Sri Krishna does not purify impure souls. He just comes and rules in the pure world. First he becomes a prince and then an emperor. He doesn't have this knowledge. Only the creator has this knowledge of creation. Sri Krishna is called a creation. Only the Father, the creator, comes and gives you this knowledge. The Father is now creating and says, you are my children. You say, Baba, I belong to you. It is said that Brahmins are created through Brahma. Where else would Brahmins come from? There isn't any other Brahma of the subtle region. The one up above is the one down below. He is the one up above. He is the same one. Acha, then Vishnu and Lakshmi and Narayan are also the same. Where do they come from? Brahma becomes Vishnu. Brahma and Saraswati become Narayan and Lakshmi, and then they go around the cycle of 84 births and become Brahma and Saraswati again at the confluence age. Lakshmi and Narayan are human beings, and they belong to the deity religion. Vishnu has been portrayed with four arms. That symbolizes the family path. The family path has continued in Bharat from the beginning. This is why Vishnu has been given four arms. Here there are Brahma and Saraswati. Saraswati is an adopted child. This one's real name was Lekraj, and then he was named Brahma. Shivbaba entered this one and then made Radhe belong to him and named her Saraswati. Brahma is not the physical father of Saraswati. Both of them had their own physical fathers. They are no longer here. Shivbaba adopted her through Brahma. You are adopted children. Brahma too is a child of Shivbaba. He creates creation through the lotus mouth of Brahma, and this is why Brahma is also called the mother. It is sung, "You are the mother and father, and we are your children. We experience a lot of happiness through your mercy. You Brahmins have become children." A very broad intellect is needed to understand this. You children are receiving your inheritance from Shivbaba. Brahma is neither the creator of heaven nor the ocean of knowledge. Only the one father is the ocean of knowledge. The father of souls is the ocean of knowledge. Souls also become oceans of knowledge, but they are not called oceans of knowledge because there is only one ocean. All of you are rivers. The ocean doesn't have a body of his own, whereas you rivers do. You are rivers of knowledge. The river Brahmaputra is very long, because it has a connection with the ocean in Calcutta. The confluence, the mela, is very big. A mela also takes place here. The ocean and Brahmaputra are combined. This confluence is living, whereas the other one is non-living. The father explains these things. They are not mentioned in the scriptures. The scriptures are a department of the path of devotion. This path is of this knowledge, whereas that is the path of devotion. That department of the path of devotion has continued for half a cycle. The ocean of knowledge is not there. The Father, the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, the ocean of knowledge, comes at the confluence age and grants salvation to you all by bathing you in this knowledge. You understand that you are making your fortune of the happiness of heaven through the unlimited Father. We truly were worthy of worship deities in the golden and silver ages. We are now human beings who are worshippers. And then from human beings we will become deities. Brahmins went into the deity religion and then became warriors, merchants, and shudras. You have to come down while taking 84 births. The father has told you that you didn't know your own births. Only you take 84 births. Those who come first take the full 84 births. The alloy can only be removed with yoga. There is effort in yoga. Some children are clever in this knowledge, but weak in yoga. Those in bondage are better in yoga than those who are free. They are desperate day and night to meet Shivbaba, whereas you have already met him. You are told to stay in remembrance, and yet you repeatedly forget him. You experience many storms, whereas they are desperate in their remembrance. You are not desperate. They claim a high status while sitting at home. You children know that you will receive the sovereignty of heaven by staying in remembrance of Shivbaba. Just as an unborn child is desperate to come out of the womb, so too those who are in bondage call out to Shiv Baba in desperation, Shiv Baba, liberate me from this bondage. They remember him day and night. You have found the Father, but you become careless, thinking that you are Baba's child anyway. I will shed this body and go and become a prince. There should be this happiness permanently inside you. However, Maya doesn't allow you to stay in remembrance. By having remembrance, you would remain very happy. If you don't stay in remembrance, you would continue to choke. You have seen sorrow for half a cycle in this kingdom of Ravan. There has continued to be untimely death. There is sorrow anyway. No matter how wealthy someone may be, he still experiences sorrow. There is untimely death. No one dies an untimely death in the Golden Age. They never fall ill. At that time, they just naturally shed a body and take another. That is called a land of happiness. People think that the things of heaven are just your imagination. They ask, where did heaven come from? You understand that you will be residents of heaven and take 84 births. This whole play is based on Bharat. You know that you become pure deities and warriors for 21 births, and that you then become merchants and shudras. You have now become Brahmins once again. The discus of self-realization is very easy. Shiv Baba sits here and explains it. You understand that Shiv Baba has come into Brahma's chariot. The one who is Brahma was Sri Krishna at the beginning of the Golden Age. He took 84 births and became impure, and then the Father entered him and adopted him. He himself says, I took the support of your body and made you belong to me. I am now making you worthy of the sovereignty of heaven. Those who become worthy will go into the kingdom. Very good manners are needed for this. The main thing is purity. Innocent mothers are assaulted because of this. In some cases, even men are assaulted. They continue to harass one another for vice. Because there are many women here, the name Shaktiyami is remembered. Salutations to the mothers. You have now come off the pyre of lust and are sitting on the pyre of this knowledge in order to become beautiful. You have been sitting on the pyre of lust since the Copper Age. It is impure Brahmins who tie the bond of giving poison to one another. You are viceless Brahmins. You cancel that contract and make them sit on the pyre of this knowledge. You became ugly on the pyre of lust, and now, by sitting on the pyre of this knowledge, you are becoming beautiful. The Father says, you may live together, but you must promise that you will never indulge in vice. This is why Baba gives you a ring to wear. Shiv Baba is Baba, and also the bridegroom. He is the Rama of all the Sitas. Only he is the purifier. It is not a question of the Rama, who was the head of the Raghu clan, That one attained this reward at the confluence age. It is wrong to show him with arrows, which are signs of violence. It shouldn't even be shown in the pictures. You just have to write Moon Dynasty. You children should explain that through this, Shivbaba explains the secrets of the cycle to us. There is the story of the true Narayan. That story is made up by human beings. No one changes from an ordinary man into Narayan through that story. The meaning of the story of the true Narayan is to change from an ordinary human into Narayan. People narrate the story of immortality, but no one goes to the land of immortality. The land of death continues for 2,500 years. Mothers listen to the story of the third eye. In fact, it is the story of giving the third eye of this knowledge. Each of you souls has now received a third eye of this knowledge, and you therefore have to become soul conscious. I, a soul, am now becoming a deity through this body. I have these sanskars in me. All human beings are body conscious. The Father comes and makes you soul conscious. People say that souls and the Supreme Soul are one and the same, and that God has adopted all of those many forms. The Father says, that is wrong. That is called false arrogance and false knowledge. The Father tells you that he is a point. You didn't know this previously, and this one didn't know it either. The Father now explains to you, and so there should be no doubt about this. There should be firm faith that Baba definitely speaks the truth. Those with doubting intellects are led to destruction. They will not claim the full inheritance. Only in becoming soul conscious is their effort. While cooking food, connect your intellects to the Father. Practice this in every situation. While rolling chapatis, continue to remember your beloved. You need to practice this in everything. Stay in remembrance whenever you have time. It is only by having remembrance that you will become Sato Pradhan. You have 8 hours to do your work. In between, go and sit in solitude. You have to give the Father's introduction to everyone. If not today, they will listen to it tomorrow. The Father establishes heaven. We were in heaven and have now become residents of hell. We are now to receive our inheritance from the Father once again. The Father explains to the people of Bharat. He only comes in Bharat. Sikhs and Christians also come. Many will come in the future. This knowledge is for everyone, because this is easy remembrance and an easy inheritance from the Father. However, you definitely do have to become pure. Make this donation and the eclipse of the bad omens will be removed. There are now bad omens of Rahu over Bharat, and there will then be the omens of Jupiter for 21 births. First, there are the omens of Jupiter, and then the omens of Venus. Those of the Sun dynasty have the omens of Jupiter, and those of the Moon dynasty have the omens of Venus. Then the omens are reduced. The omens of Rahu are the worst. Jupiter is not a guru. There are the omens of the Lord of the Tree. When the Father, the Lord of the Tree, comes, there are the omens of Jupiter and Venus. When Ravan comes, there are the omens of Rahu. You children are now experiencing the omens of Jupiter. Simply remember the Lord of the Tree and remain pure. That's all. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Babdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you, spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Practice being soul conscious while doing everything. Make effort to finish any arrogance of your body. 2. In order to become worthy of a golden age sovereignty, have royal manners. Purity is the highest type of behavior. It is only by becoming pure that you will become the master of that pure world. Blessing. May you remain aware of Karan Karabanha, the one who inspires you to act and the one who acts himself, and experience easy yoga and so become an embodiment of success. While carrying out any task, remain aware of who the backbone is, the one who made you an instrument. You cannot achieve success in any task without the backbone. So while carrying out any task, simply think that you are an instrument and that it is the Almighty Father himself who is getting everything done. Do everything with this awareness and you will continue to experience yoga to be easy. This easy yoga will then enable you to rule a kingdom easily. Your sanskars here will take you there. Slogan. Desires are like shadows. If you turn your back on them, they will follow you. Avyak signal. Imbibe the virtues of sweetness and humility to become great. Sweetness is such a special virtue that it even makes land filled with bitterness very sweet. The basis of the transformation of all of you are Baba's sweet words. Sweet children, you are pure, sweet souls. These sweet words transformed you. Baba's sweet drishti transformed you. In the same way, with your sweetness, make others sweet. Sweeten your mouth. Constantly keep this gift of sweetness with you. By doing this, you will remain constantly sweet and also make others sweet. Om Shanti.